The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If, in fact, that's where this settles over the next 30 days, because we are in the month of July. The calendar is here. We are in the trade deadline month of the Major League Baseball season. The All-Star break is just a couple of weeks away as well. Is there somebody outside of Seth Lugo, so a position player, that you actually think you'd be willing to move to help build this team up for the future? Because it's very easy to sit here and say, yeah, they should sell. All right, well, who's giving you something back in return? Seth Lugo is clearly going to give you the most back in return if, in fact, you sell Seth Lugo, who has an opt-out, as we know, at the end of this season. You could trade a Michael Lorenzen type, but what are you really getting back? You know, you go through the rest of the roster. Positionally, there you would have to go into a name like, I'm just throwing names out, Mikel or Vinny or Freddie Fermin or these other guys. And even Freddie Fermin, what are you really getting? I think he's more valuable to you than he is what you get back in return, frankly.
It depends. People are always looking for backup catchers, and you have Carter Jensen and Blake Mitchell in your system, so a little bit easier to let go, but I understand the point. And look, some of these are not exciting in the sense that you're getting a haul back, because I've also seen people mention not Freddie Fermin, but Salvador Perez.
Yeah, not going to get much back anymore for him.
No, not going to get the world back for him either, or Jonathan Indy, or anything else in between. So really, that is the question. I know every single Royals fan right now, pretty much, all of them are willing to trade, I think, Lugo, and Lorenzen, and Cruz, and all these other bullpen guys that they have questions about, or this stuff, or that. And they're willing to maybe see where that goes or see where that takes them and have those conversations. My question is, how close do you think they are? And do you think trading a position player at this point would bring back the player that you do it? I'll be honest. There's not a single outfielder that's even worthy of this conversation, because I don't know who's calling on Lofton or Rafe. They've had enough outfield problems, and I don't think anyone's being like, I hope one day to get Drew Waters on
the
roster.
That's the thing. How many tradable players do they really have?
I think it is just Vinny, India, Garcia, Salvador Perez, and Freddie Fermin. If we're saying position players alone, I think it is only those five players that you could even have a conversation with another team in which they would pick up the phone. I'll just be honest. Right away, number one, I would not trade Vinny. Not because I like Vinny Pasquantino. I do. But because this team has struggled so much offensively. He is their most professional hitter, and I'm not letting the most professional hitter on the roster go. If Jack Caglione had come up and hit 600 and he was the next coming of Barry Bonds, we could kick it around. But because they need professional hitters in the lineup, pass. Just immediately pass. The guys I would genuinely entertain are Jonathan India and Mikel Garcia. Guys who I think other teams would be incredibly interested in because of their versatility and the ability to, the seasons that they're having, I still make them interesting players. And because they still have good value now and some control now. And those are the guys I would seriously entertain.
Yeah, look, you should entertain any of these names. Other than everybody but Bobby Witt Jr. essentially should be in a conversation. But here's the thing. We can mention some of these names in terms of position players that you'd be willing to sell. But also, the idea is you're hoping to get something back that can actually make you better in 2026 and beyond.
And so...
You know, the issue you would have to look at for Mikel Garcia, do you believe what he has been this year, maybe not necessarily a 300 hitter for the rest of his career, okay, but like, what's the regression next year, if there is any? Is he back to what he was last season, or is he just regresses 10%, and that's what he's going to be for the next three or four years? He's 25 years old, has tons of control, he can play multiple spots, he's extremely valuable to you, and we all know, like, in the organization, they really like the guy. So when it comes to Mikel Garcia, he can give you a ton back, though, but in their evaluations, do they believe what we've seen this year is something that he can be? And this was a turning point, I should say, of his entire career. Otherwise, that would be the name I'd be most intrigued actually to move, because I believe you could get some pieces back that actually help you with multiple years of control. He already has multiple years of control. So it's going to have to be multiple pieces that help me. It's not just one piece that helps me in 26, 27, 28. It's got to be multiple pieces. Can you package a Mikel Garcia with somebody else? That's about it. I'm with you on Vinny, and it has to do with the RBI production for him throughout his career. The only hesitation with him would be, hey, do you think he's going to continue to have injury problems in his career? And if you think that's going to be an issue, that's the only way you would even convince me at all to have a conversation about moving on from him. Freddie, for me, I just think he's more valuable to you, that just as is, and what flexibility he gives you than he is what you would actually get back in return.
The only thing I mentioned, and there's probably some truth to that, the only reason I bring him up in this conversation is I've been told by front office members before that people are always looking for catching. That's why Martin Maldonado has been traded 57 times in his Major League Baseball
career. Well,
you can
trade anybody if you're willing to accept some. And you can. That's the issue. Is not like, will somebody take Freddie for me? Of course.
I guess part of this is just the mix of, Fermin would be the guy that you take the risk on in the 19-year-old. He does not help you for 2026. I do not think in the return you'd get. The 2026 players are probably coming from the pitching staff anyway, or you got to go higher on the depth chart. Now, look, I think the text line
I saw that
from the 913 says, why is Bobby Witt off limits? And I'll be honest. I don't feel like that really requires an answer. I mean, for fairly obvious reasons, he's one of the three best players in the sport.
Oh, just because he's 25, finished second MVP last year. He's under team control through 2030. Yeah, that might be why. Yeah.
Anyway. Those reasons and just so many, 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 many more outside of that I would probably do that. And I understand, like somebody said, Vinny only hits singles. Does he still lead this team in homers? Because I think he does.
Wow, that's I get your point, but I don't know if this is the year you want to be citing the power numbers for anybody on this team. But yes, I hear you.
He does lead the team in home runs, by the way. He has more than Bobby Witt Jr. He has 12.
Yeah, point proven as well on that one.
Look, I'm not here to tell you that it's like some end of the road, but that means he's on pace for 20. 20 is not just hitting singles. He leads the team in RBI. He leads the team in home runs. He leads, I think he's pretty low on the, he needs more doubles. I'll give you that. He's two. Bobby Witt Jr. leads baseball in doubles. Mikel Garcia is second on the team in doubles, and Salvi is third. So, like, he needs more doubles than anything else.
But
so,
generally speaking, truly, nobody but Bobby Witt Jr. is off limits. I will listen to trades on anybody else on the entire roster and in the organization.
At that point. But, you know, so, like, I had the game on for a little bit last night. I did not finish it. When Arozarena, or wait, no. Is that who?
Yeah, Arozarena had two home runs last night.
When Arozarena hit the second home run, I was out. Like, I didn't want to be out.
But 5-1 at that point?
Yeah. When he hit the second home run and it was the sixth inning and the bases were loaded and nobody was out, I'm like, okay, let's see if he can escape like he did the last inning. Fingers crossed. And Arozarena put that ball to center field. I'm like, oh, man. And as correctly pointed up in the text line, the Royals are 15-30 since mid-May. And you're just like, this is a team that I have been, and I think we've all been patiently waiting, to hope that they were going to just, like, sort out their problems, figure out, because like last night, I know that they gave up a home run and all those other problems. But again, the problem is not that they gave up six runs. It's that they once again scored two, one. Like, and that, you know, like, you can't win. I don't care how good your pitching is. You just can't win baseball games in which you can't hit, which is why the position player argument for me is, like, kind of a tough one. Because if you were to move on from one of these position players, be it Mikel or Vinny or whoever else that people want to bring up in this conversation, Salvi, whoever, if you are to move on from one of those, how are you going to replace that? And that's where I think at least it's an interesting conversation. I think Vernon said it on the morning show yesterday, which is, you know, like, he knows he puts blame on the players more than anyone else. We all do. Then before he even gets to management, he said some of this is on the front office, as in not just JJ, the guy who will join us in 20 minutes, but John Sherman and these other guys to fix this problem. And the truth is, because of where the Royals organization and current system is, and the players you and I both know, Gold, are coming up through that system, the only way to fix this offense for the year 2026 is via a pitcher trade who brings you a ready-made outfielder tomorrow for 2026, or money. And this is where, like, the John Sherman part of the conversation comes in. I'm not trying to call John Sherman cheap. I think overall he's actually done a good job spending. He's going to have to spend more. To solve the offensive woes for this team, to get him back into playoff contention, he's going to have to spend. So, like, and I don't really mean that means trade for Mike Trout and pay his contract. I just mean, somewhere at this point, don't you think the money train's going to have to come in to solve this issue?
Well, look at what they have on the roster and what it would take even to retain some of these players. I mean, Salvador Perez has a player, a club option, I should say, for next season. They have to make a decision on that. What's that? Is it $13 or $16 million? I have to go back and look at the dollar amount for that. So that, just to retain Salvador Perez, that's what you're talking about for next season. If you wanted to try to bring Seth Lugo back, which, by the way, you could trade him and still try to bring him back. But if you try to bring him back, that, to retain him, is going to cost you more than what it costs this year to have him on your roster. So that, just to keep two players from next year, is already more money than what you were spending this year. That's just two guys. And then you still have giant holes in left field and right field. We'll see long term, obviously, with Jack Caglione, where he ultimately plays throughout his career. For the time being, it's right field in a combination of multiple positions.
If he can come around, well, then you do right field solve part of
is solved
issues.
There, right? But there are a lot of holes moving into 2026 if you're not willing to make any moves this month, right? If you want to make it easier on yourself in 2026 and beyond, there are a couple moves to make. But I also think it's important to make sure, you know, you point out, though, when we talk about selling, as I said to start the show about 8 minutes ago, you know, you don't have a ton of pieces to move that are going to bring you back a lot. It's basically Seth Lugo. I mean, there's Seth Lugo, maybe Mikel Garcia, if you wanted to explore that. That's about it. And again, Bobby Wood Jr. is off limits. So, you know, as far as, you know, Carlos Estevez, he's got a couple years of control left, or another year of control. You would like to have that guy as your closer next season. You know, Lucas Hursek has way too many years of control for me to move on from him. So there's just not a ton of pieces. Michael Lorenzen, sure, trade him, but what are you getting back for Michael Lorenzen? I'm not saying they shouldn't trade him, but if you think you're getting a ton back for him, Chris Bubich would be another player. You know, if we go away from the position players,
you're taking a big risk. Yeah.
If you're not willing to give him an extension, well, then you should explore what would that bring back. If the two guys that could bring you back the most clearly are Lugo and Bubich.
I will say, you can sometimes get good things back for relievers, valuable players back for relievers, but it's not consistent. You know, for instance, the Royals got Cole Reagans for Aroldis Chapman. I don't think that you're always going to get that kind of return for it. But there are ready-made players close to the big leagues you can get for relievers occasionally. Yeah, they're in kind of a tough spot.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now.
Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.